Across the West, drought conditions are the worst they've been in nearly two decades. The dry weather is hitting farmers and ranchers particularly hard, who need water for their crops and livestock. But it's not just their bottom line that's being threatened. The effect of drought and climate change on ag workers' mental health is increasingly concerning healthcare providers. A warning for listeners, this story discusses suicide and may not be suitable for all listeners. From KSJD in Southwest Colorado, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
Mike Nolan has been a farmer for about 18 years.
But I don't like gardening. Like, I like farming in the sense of, like, I like tractors, I like equipment, I like big harvests.
His farm is in the Mancos Valley at the base of Southwest Colorado's snow-capped San Juan Mountains and across from the bluffs of Mesa Verde National Park. In a normal season, Nolan grows up to 7 acres of crops, anything from turnips to squash to tomatoes. This season, though, he's had to cut his crops down to less than a single acre.
These fields should be cultivated and prepped and looking good, but they're covered in grass and thistle.
That's because Nolan's farm and all of its neighbors are experiencing extreme drought conditions or worse, and that's limiting water supplies for the region's farmers. Alfalfa farmers ideally need 30 inches of irrigation water per acre per season for their crops. This season, though, some farmers in the county are only getting a fraction of an inch from their reservoirs. As a result, farmers have to make adjustments, and some of the sacrifices they're forced to make can be really hard on their mental health.
Sometimes you look in the mirror and you're like, should I be doing this? Like, does this make any sense? That stuff just builds. And it's, on seasons like this, it can crack, you know, and that's the scary part.
Nolan's not the only one noticing the mental health effects that drought is having on farmers. According to data compiled by Celebrating Healthy Communities, a Colorado-based suicide prevention group, farmers and ag workers are the second highest at-risk population in the county where Nolan farms. That means they're more likely to die by suicide than almost any other occupational group. And the data show another concerning correlation. Researchers also compared the state of Colorado's drought data for the past decade with the state's suicide data for the same period. When drought conditions worsen, so does the suicide rate among farmers. J.C. Carica, the CEO of Southeast Health, based in La Junta, isn't surprised by those findings. He specializes in behavioral health care in rural communities.
There's seasonality. I think there's peaks of anxiety, peaks of depression. It's ever flowing because it's, again, weather-related or market volatility.
He also says that drought can be especially devastating.
When you see the wind come through and shear off whatever little bit of grass you had from a quarter inch of rain a couple days prior, it's kind of the carrot and the stick, and sometimes there's just not enough carrot to keep, you know, to keep people's hopes high.
Many mental health issues in the ag community can be compounded by lack of services. The answer, Carica says, is to make more of an effort to get mental health care to farmers on their level. Kate Greenberg is the Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Colorado.
As we see financial stress increase, as we've seen in the last decade or so, we also see spikes in suicide rates among agricultural communities.
Greenberg says her department is working with local partners across the state to get more resources to rural areas. What works in a city might not translate to agricultural communities. So, she says, resources like online training manuals or public service announcements should be written with that in mind. Colorado also maintains a crisis hotline, a free and confidential mental health resource that's available 24/7. But as climate change continues to heat up and dry out the West farmland, Greenberg says water stress will remain a challenge to keeping agriculture viable and those who do it mentally well. Back in the Mancos Valley, Mike Nolan says this year's lack of water is changing his operation in a fundamental way.
The big one was laying off everybody, which was a real bummer. Never had to do that. It was really hard to do.
But Nolan says off and on therapy has really helped.
I just look at it as a feast or famine. We're going to have a hard year this year. We'll figure it out. We'll hope and pray that it'll be different.
He says if it's not, then he'll take the year off, get a job away from the farm, and pay his bills. Then he'll see what he can do down the line. I'm Lucas Brady Woods in Cortez, Colorado.